If you have the head of an arrow that does not have a hole in it for a receptacle, then it's kosher because it's not considered a kli if it doesn't have a skibum. And we're talking about chetz, an arrow that's made out of wood, but made out of metal, then it's a kavel tumah, it's possible. Sheyesh ben beiskibum psula. In other words, the way it's set up is usually the arrowhead will be put into a rod or a pole, which is the handle. So sometimes it's made the arrowhead part sticking out and going to a hole in the handle. Sometimes the other way around, the whole handle is something sticking out and went into a hole in the arrowhead. So it's dependent on that. That's, if it has a base kibul, if it has a hole in it, then it's something that's mekabel tumah. Even though it's made to put the handle into it, it's still considered a kibul tumah. That's only when it was made, the person etched into this hole. Things that have a hollow in the middle, like reeds, bamboo that are hollow in the middle, that's not considered base kibul because it wasn't made for that purpose, and therefore one can use it as schach. Something was on the kabel tumah to rabbanon and it broke. There's a discussion whether it's kosher or not. Someone had a stuffing about that situation, should ask a shayla.